This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Adele is usually pretty quiet on social media, but when she decides to share snippets of what she's up to, she doesn't disappoint. The 31-year-old singer took to Instagram, channeling old Hollywood glamour with her look, alongside the Grinch and Santa Claus wearing an elegant black satin dress, and thanked friends for coming to her Christmas party. Our invite must have ended up in junk mail. Sheesh. When Universal first debuted the trailer for Cats, social media lost its mind. Initial footage for director Tom Hooper's big screen adaptation gave a glimpse of the computer wizardry used to transform the actors into four-legged felines, a phenomenon known as digital fur technology. That did not translate into ticket sales, and the film is a catastrophe. Kevin Spacey was back again with another cryptic video on Christmas Eve. You didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas, did you? The actor said in the voice of his former House of Cards character Frank Underwood. Wearing a holiday sweater and stoking a fire, he gave another strange speech. And now, his career is falling like a house of cards. Not sorry. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin made headlines in 2014 when they announced they would be consciously uncoupling. And since then, they've frequently been spotted holidaying and spending time together with their new lovers. That was the case again with Paltrow tagging along with Chris and girlfriend Dakota Johnson while in Aspen, Colorado during a day of skiing. Martin, table for three, some? Martin? Ed Sheeran is planning to take a break to travel, write, and read. I'll be off all social media until it's time to come back, he wrote on Instagram. The Divide era and tour changed my life in so many ways, but now that it's over, it's time to go out and see more of the world, he wrote. The Divide tour was the biggest grossing tour of all time, and now Pookie needs a rest. Lil Wayne's private plane landed at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport, and he was greeted by several federal agents. The feds received a tip about drugs possibly being transported, so the FBI, police, and other agencies were all part of the search squad. Drugs and a firearm were found, so Lil Wayne may be rapping from a prison yard soon. Yikes. The next season of Dancing with the Stars won't premiere until fall, but ABC is already considering which celebrities they'd like to recruit for season 29, and Charlie Sheen is at the top of the list. Winning. ABC's also keeping an eye on former Pittsburgh Steeler Ryan Shazier, who was near paralyzed after sustaining a serious spine injury during a game in 2017. Okay. In September, it was announced that Jennifer Lopez will co-headline the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show in Miami with Shakira this February. It's like winning the Oscar, J-Lo said. It's the biggest show there is with the biggest audience. You get to have this big production, which you don't get to do on tour. It's a fantasy for all musical artists to be able to play the Super Bowl. Unquote. Touchdown or fumble? James Cameron's Avatar was released 10 years ago and ruled the box office worldwide, passing Cameron's own mega-hit Titanic to become the biggest movie of all time. It reigned supreme with $2.78 billion worldwide until 2019, when Marvel's Avengers Endgame pulled ahead. The Avatar sequels are coming, starting in 2021, but will they be as big? Former Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco let loose at an impromptu rap party for her new HBO series, The Flight Attendant. The actress posted, quote, "I am hungover. I don't remember the last time I was hungover. I just don't get hungover anymore because I don't like the way it feels. But I have to tell you, this was a worth it hangover," unquote. Yep, that's the best kind. An imperiled bird has slowed Kanye West's plans at his ranch in Wyoming. Wes wants to build a large meditation structure on his ranch in the Cody area, about 50 miles east of Yellowstone National Park. Local officials recently denied the project after Wes made a last-minute change to include residential space, and that would cut into the sage-grouse habitat. Sorry, Kanye. Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke says she's done taking selfies with fans after one approached her while she was having a panic attack. I was walking through an airport and suddenly started having a panic attack brought on by complete exhaustion. I was on the phone to my mom saying, I feel like I can't breathe. Yep, and this guy walks up to her and asks her to take a selfie with him. Idiot! Justin Bieber revealed in a YouTube video that he's releasing a new single titled Yummy on January 3rd, followed by his fifth studio album, a concert tour, and a docuseries. Bieber has been teasing for months that he has new music on the way and had promised his Instagram followers that he would release an album before Christmas if his post got 20 million likes. Is it too late to say sorry? The first ever Amy Winehouse exhibit in the U.S. will debut at the Grammy Museum in L.A. January 17. Beyond Black, the style of Amy Winehouse, will include the late British singer's popular outfits such as her halter dress worn at her final stage performance in Belgrade in 2011, never-before-seen handwritten lyrics, journal entries, and more. Cool. The Trash Bin. Mob Wives star Drita Devanzo and her husband Lee Devanzo were arrested after drugs and weapons were found in their home. Police found two loaded firearms, 120 pills of hydrocodone, 22 Xanax pills, and a large amount of marijuana. The couple was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and criminal possession of a weapon. Yep, sounds like just another party in LA.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix was the best-performing stock of the decade, delivering more than a 4,000% return. Chinese banks will loan Tesla $1.4 billion so it can open a factory in Shanghai. Facebook will air its first Super Bowl ad as the company tries to show its softer side. A reporter in Spain quit her job on the air after mistakenly thinking she had won a lottery jackpot. Instead, she'd only won about $5,500. Oops.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Star Wars Rise of Skywalker remains the top film for the second week.
The number one album.
Harry Styles stays on top of the charts with Fine Line.
The number one app.
Yeah, it's still Minecraft through the holidays.
The number one book.
Delia Owens has the top-selling fiction book with Where the Crawdads Sing.
Tory Lane's mother died of a rare disease, and when his father remarried, they moved to Atlanta, but that didn't last long. Since Tory's dad was a minister, they moved frequently all over the U.S., and he was on his own at the age of 15. Tory recalls, quote, I moved in with these three dudes that I didn't really know, and I was just fighting them. It was every man for himself. That's what made me a man. Having to fend for myself and being in a situation where there's no dad, no grandma, and no mom to help you. It made me the person that I am today, unquote. Fast forward, Tory's made a name for himself with his distinctive voice, and he's back with a new track that we love. Here's Tory Lanez featuring T-Pain with the song of the week, Jerry Sprunger.
She used to work at King of Diamonds on a Monday. Only hit the club on Saturday and Sunday. I used to pull up every week, you should have seen her. The way she did it, nobody could do it cleaner. I seen her in a suit from her birthday. And I can tell you the reason these niggas thirsty. La mama getting it in on the worst day. La mama getting it in, she fit the school and the gym into a work day.
I can't let you go without me.
Shawty got me. Playing on the mama trying to lock me. It can't be nobody if it's not me. I'm in the same spot that you drop me.
I can't let you go without me.
Shawty got me. Playing on the mama trying to lock me. It can't be nobody if it's not me. I'm in the same spot that you drop me.
That was Tory Lanez with the song of the week, Jerry Sprunger. And Happy New Year from everyone here at LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.